The Cowboys got some roster decisions to make, and Chris Gross has some questions for us, and we'll try our best to answer them.
Well, I hope you guys have the answers, because if not, I'm not sure what Jerry and Steven are going to be able to do tomorrow.
I know. I mean, I know they listen to ESPN Game Night. That's where they make their ultimate decisions.
Exactly.
I know EA thinks they don't listen to them, but let me tell you, what you say tonight is very impactful.
This is critical.
So here's how we're going to start. I'm just going to throw some names out to you, and you tell me, are these guys going to make the 53-man roster or not? And we'll start with Lance Lenoir.
I know he's your guy, so you can take
He's not my
first.
Guy anymore. you don't break my heart like that. No, I don't think he's making it. The fix is in for Deontay Thompson. I could see it. As soon as he got healthy, they're like, yep, nope, thanks, Lance Lenoir. And I don't know why they were screwing over by putting him in punt return duties. He can't return punts. And they can't put him there.
I think, unfortunately, who's the connection to Thompson again? Oh, Sanjay Law's connection to Deontay Thompson is what ultimately is going to do Lance Lenoir in. I think we've seen some good things from Lenoir. 9 catches, 69 yards last night. So he tried to make that final push. To me, though, I don't think him dropping a couple of punts is the reason why he doesn't make the team. I think they want speed, and Deontay Thompson can provide that. You couple that with Tavon Austin's speed. I think Thompson gets the nod for that final receiver spot.
I think, too, just the thing with Lenoir, where you're looking at his last two games, his last two bodies of work. Obviously, you have the muffed punts last week, and then last night, towards the end of the game, where the game is shot, and he has the unsportsmanlike penalty right there at the end.
Not a great final impression.
It's just not a good look. Yeah, leaving a bad taste in your mouth. So we're going to move on here. That's Lance Lenoir. Let's move on to the fan favorite. Does Rico Gathers make the 53-man roster?
I don't think he should, but Stephen Jones is making it sound like he might sneak in there. I know Calvin Watkins of The Athletic, on his final 53 projection, he has the Cowboys keeping all four tight ends. I'm still going to say no. I think they have bigger needs. Rico Gathers doesn't all of a sudden make this tight end position group a position of strength. It's going to be average at best this year. Jeff Swain will be in there most of the time because he's their best blocker. Rico Gathers can't block EA in here, much less actual or NFL defensive ends. I'm going to say that he still does not make the final 53.
I think he does not make it, and I don't know why we're still debating. This guy can only do one thing, and that is go up in the red zone and catch a football on a deep on a back shoulder fade, which our quarterback can't do. So I don't know why he's here. He needs to be off this team. He needs to go back to basketball. But I don't know what pitches he has on Steven and Jerry. It's worrisome, but he needs to be off the roster.
And to me, you can't keep this guy around just because he has athletic upside. This is 3 years of Rico Gathers. To me, we have not seen enough from him and enough improvement to justify him having a roster spot. I don't think he makes it.
Let's stick with the offense. Will these guys make the roster? One, both, or neither? Bo Scarborough or Darius Jackson?
It's definitely not both. I gotta say, I'm starting to lean towards neither. And I know that sounds crazy, but if the Cowboys do carry a fourth tight end, or if they do carry an extra offensive line, or maybe they get a running back from elsewhere, I think I just taught myself into neither. I think as of tomorrow, they will only have two running backs and the fullback. I think Ezekiel Elliott and Rod Smith will be the two backs with the fullback. I think both get cut.
I think Darius Jackson will make it. I think
interesting.
I think Bo Scarborough really kind of screwed up in this last fourth preseason game. Because here's the thing, he can only do one thing really well. Everything else is kind of like, oh, okay.
It's not very versatile, and I think that's the problem. You can't have your third back lack versatility, and I think that's ultimately going to doom him in. Maybe you sneak him onto the practice squad. Jackson, I think they like him, but again, where does he really fit on this football team? I'm going to say they both get left off.
Our Cowboys experts, Harrison Graham and EA, answering Cowboys roster questions here on Game Night, 103.3 FM, ESPN. All right, what about Jihad Ward?
I think he had a good showing last night. I'm not sure that he's one of those guys that he would have had to really screw up, I think, to be on the outside looking in. We already heard today Coney Ealy got cut. Mm-hmm. They've already announced that. So I think Jihad Ward is on the inside track to make the final 53. I'll throw this in there, though. When and if David Irving comes back, somebody's going to have to go. Maybe that guy's Jihad Ward, but I think as of now, he makes the final 53.
I 100% agree. He pretty much saved himself in this last game. He looked like a beast. I was like, where has this been all year during the preseason? But I wouldn't be surprised if he was cut. I wouldn't be surprised. Dante Jones, Antoine Woods. There was a lot of competition there at the defensive tackle spot, so I wouldn't be surprised if he was cut, but for now, Jihad Ward makes the roster.
We've got questions about this Cowboys secondary. What about Jerron Johnson? Does he make the 53-man roster?
I think he has to as of now because we keep hearing about how they have no plans of going to get Earl Thomas. They didn't even give George Aloka a look, which I think is ridiculous. He signs a veteran's minimum deal to be a backup in Minnesota, and the Cowboys can't fork over $1.2 million for him. I think he makes the team. He had 10 tackles last night. And honestly, he's probably going to start week one if Xavier Woods isn't there. So I think he makes it.
Yeah, I agree. Because who's behind him? Is there anybody else? I mean, it gets worse and worse and worse. So you might as well get a guy who's kind of a veteran who's been there and done it.
He's played under Chris Richard in Seattle. I think he's at least there week one.
A lot of these cuts, all these players, if you have a connection to the position coach, you're pretty much making the roster.
Those are some specific players. Now let's move on to some bigger, more general questions about the Cowboys roster. My first question for you guys, is the Cowboys backup quarterback currently on the roster?
This is a tough one because I don't think it should be. But I think, unfortunately, it probably is, at least for now. I'll say this. I think week one, Cooper Rush is the backup quarterback. But if Dak does get hurt at some point, I think they would go get somebody. I think they're banking on Dak being healthy. And if he gets hurt within a game, they can have Cooper Rush finish up that game. But if Dak misses any significant time at all, you just cannot roll Cooper Rush or Mike White out there. But unfortunately, I'm going to say it, they're going to stick with these three guys for now.
The Cowboys' backup quarterback is not on the roster. I guarantee you they're going to have to go look for another one. I don't know. I don't see
who's it going
to
be.
I don't know. They're going to scour the waiver wires. They're going to find some quarterback out there, some free agent. Somebody's going to be out there. They're going to make a move. They cannot go into the season with Cooper Rush and Mike White.
I hope they go get RG3. I don't think it's going to happen, but I like what I've seen from him in Baltimore this preseason. I think he's found a second recommitment to football that maybe had gone away in some of those years later in Washington and in Cleveland. Being away from the game for a year, I think, really kind of struck a fire in him. He's looked good. I'd love the Cowboys to go make a move for him, but we'll have to see what happens with the cuts tomorrow.
They showed a shot of the QB coach, Kellen Moore, last night. Seems a little young, right?
Player coach?
Can you bring him back?
You know what's crazy? Cooper Rush clearly was better than Kellen Moore last year. I'm not so sure that's the case anymore because he has regressed in a major way.
Here, I got another question for you guys. Can you keep more than five wide receivers on the 53-man roster?
Sure. Yeah, of course you can. I don't know if they will, but six looks like a good number. It's the number that a lot of people have been putting out there. I just can't see them putting seven. No. I'm okay with six. Seven is too much.
You can't do seven, especially if you're going to keep three quarterbacks. Really, especially if you're going to keep four tight ends, which I still think would just be a bad decision. I wonder if they keep the four tight ends if they only keep five receivers. That would be interesting. But I still think they do keep six. And again, I think Deontay Thompson is that sixth guy.
Now, do you count Tavon Austin as a receiver or as a running back?
Well, I count him as a receiver, but that's why I think it's possible that they may only carry Rod Smith and Zeke Elliott because they could justify saying, well, Tavon's kind of a flex guy. Mm-hmm. In a pinch, we could give him a few carries if need be. Kind of be that hybrid third running back, you know, that could get a couple of carries.
You said if you could only keep five, Deontay Thompson's your odd man out, right, Harrison?
Yeah.
What about you, EA?
Deontay Thompson, I want him out. I don't see anything from him. I haven't seen anything from him other than he's really fast.
I think Allen Hurns, Terrence Williams, Cole Beasley, Gallup, and who am I forgetting?
Tavon Austin.
Yeah, they're locks. They're making the team. So yeah, the question is, do you like Deontay Thompson enough to keep a sixth guy? I think ultimately they will because they like his speed.
It's Harrison, Graham, and EA. They're answering the biggest questions heading into Cowboys roster cut down day. My next question for you: at some point this season, do we see the Cowboys add a safety?
Well, I think we'd all like to see him go get Earl Thomas. I think they're going to because they're already just rail thin. I mean, you look at the opener, you may roll out there Jerron Johnson, Jeff Heath, and Kayvon Frazier, who, by the way, he's been banged up. I think you got to go get somebody, and maybe they're waiting on cuts to see who's available. Maybe they're scouring the market, seeing what backup guys they can get on the cheap for a trade. I just don't think you can roll into the season with what you have, especially the Xavier Woods hamstring injury thing. It worries me because, yeah, I think he'll be back after a game or two, but the re-aggravation is what you always worry about with hamstrings, and that is not a position where you need to be having a hammy problem because you are cutting and changing direction all the time. I'm a little worried by that. I think ultimately they will add somebody. I don't necessarily think it'll be Earl Thomas, but it will be someone.
They will add somebody, of course, this weekend through roster cuts. They're going to bring somebody in. The final 53 roster you might see is not going to be the final one. We're going to see a lot of changes over the next few days. And I do believe that they won't get Earl Thomas because Seattle, I don't think Seattle wants to trade him. They're being too hostile with it. They're pig. They either want a one now or a two. They keep changing it. I think Seattle is not going to trade him. I think they're just going to wait it out.
Well, and especially, and if this is your next question, I apologize, Chris, but we're not factoring in two. If they aren't very confident about Travis Frederick returning soon, they have to put him on the initial 53, but they could put him on the 8-week IR on September 2nd, so maybe they wait on one of these positions for a day so they can sneak him to the 8-week IR. Then you go out of safety.
Well, let's just go right there with the question. How many games does Joe Looney start this season?
Oh, man. I mean, at least four. At least. I don't think we see Zach Martin before October.
I'm telling you right now, and just look, I'm just my gut feeling, and I want him to get better first as a human being first.
Yeah,
16 games.
Absolutely.
Really? I do not.
We're I
not
think seeing, it's possible.
I don't. Even if it is possible, I don't think he should. I think he needs to get himself right before he even thinks about football.
If I were the Cowboys with the depth concerns I have, I'd put him on the 8-week IR unless they know something that they haven't made public. I just think you have too many depth, because if you wait out and he ends up missing five or six games anyway, because I think that's the low number, four, right. Five, 6 games, why not just make it eight and go add a position of depth somewhere else? Because with this disease, he could miss 2 weeks. He could miss the whole season. There is no timetable for his return.
There's no doubt that he is there. I think that's the route they're going to take with Travis because they want to be optimistic about him returning. I just don't see him returning the season.
Well, we will have to wait and see. So those are some of the hard-hitting questions as tomorrow's deadline of 3 o'clock for not only the Dallas Cowboys but all NFL teams to trim their roster down to 53. Again, if you didn't see earlier the news, Coney Ealy is already one of those cuts. I know Stephen Jones said they plan to cut about 20 guys tonight off their board, and then they will ultimately make their final decisions before tomorrow's deadline when they cut it down to 53. And then we'll see if they add a safety, if Travis Frederick is put on the IR. So it's all happening in the next 48 hours.